Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description. Ghost Maps is hosted on Libsyn. Get up to 2 months of free podcast hosting for your show from Libsyn with the promo code Huntu. Check out the description for more details. Ghost Maps. Entry 57. Turnhouse Road, Singapore. You wouldn't be able to tell that Leonard was a shy kid. I was really scrawny, and I had a bit of a stammer, he tells me. Then shrugs and adds, I guess I just grew out of it. Leonard and I have been at this coffee house on Orchard Road for about 10 minutes now. In that time, about 5 women and 3 men have not so subtly checked him out. As a model, for the last 5 years, he's managed to carve out a decent living for himself with his looks and a charm that's far from hollow. But it's not his career we're here to talk about today. It's his childhood. Kids can be really cruel, he says, forcing a smile, as he reflects on his youth. He tells me that he was kind of lucky, as far as socially awkward children went. There was never one bully whose sole purpose it was to torment him. Just a lot of passing pot shots from kids who didn't know better, or who simply didn't care. Those pot shots pushed him further into his shell, before he could eventually emerge and find his confidence. I double-check whether he's okay with speaking to me today. After all, his account is tied a little to that social awkwardness. His forced smile softens into something more genuine. Yeah, it's fine. My nephew used to get bullied, so I shared my own experiences quite often and openly with him, he says. His smile seems to take on a certain cheekiness then. He adds, just not this one. I offer a smile back, then fish out my recorder, turn it on, and ask him to start from the beginning. It was 2005. Leonard was just 12 at a time. His dad had enrolled him for swimming classes at a sports club. The lessons were every Saturday afternoon. Leonard didn't mind them very much, even though he initially thought they were a waste of perfectly good Saturday afternoons. He, in fact, quite enjoyed swimming itself. There was a certain sense of comfort when he was underwater, where the sounds of the world were muffled. In those brief moments, he always felt alone, but safe. What he dreaded, though, was the shower after. The other boys from his swimming class would gather in the main men's bathroom, where the showers were. They'd make a ruckus, laughing and teasing each other. To someone like Leonard, it was a nightmare. He'd gone in once, unaware that the other kids were goofing around, only to be caught up in the chaos. One of the kids had noticed how nervous Leonard was and smacked him with his wound-up towel. You're so small. How you float, bro? the kid had teased. Not maliciously, Leonard realized over time. If anything, he might have even been trying to be friendly. Just in that dumb way that boys do, he tells me. Whatever that kid's intentions, though, all it did was make the other kids laugh and make Leonard incredibly anxious. So, every Saturday after that, while those kids headed to the bathroom after their lesson, he'd find a quiet corner instead and just wait. He'd order a hot dog from the club's only food stall and sit by himself until he was sure the bathroom was empty, or at least empty of the other boys. Most of the time, it'd take no more than an hour, he tells me. They'd be done by about 4:30. I'd go in and be out by 5 at the latest. Then I'd wait for my dad to come pick me up. Most of the time, Leonard tells me. Except this one time. He could hear the boys laughing in the bathroom until about 6 p.m. After their lesson that day, they decided to mess around and play fight in the empty kiddie pool first before heading to the showers. The kiddie pool was right in front of the bathroom, so Leonard still kept his distance. But that meant that by the time they had showered and left, it was starting to get dark. And sure, as evening arrived, the lights were switched on all around the club. But that didn't help very much. The main changing area in the bathroom, encircled by walls of lockers, certainly seemed creepier in the glow of the club's fluorescent lights. But it was the row of shower stalls that really made Leonard nervous. All was quiet as Leonard made his way towards the stalls, which had been cast in ominous shadows. He timidly checked all of them to see if he was alone. No one. The only sound was the soft patter of his feet against the mats that covered the bathroom floors and the monotonous hum of the fans. Finally, feeling as safe as he could feel, Leonard started to shower. He was beginning to actually relax a little under the lukewarm spray of water when he heard another shower suddenly go off. Hello? He called out, hesitantly. No response. Cautiously, Leonard wrapped a towel around himself and stepped out to check the other stalls again. And again, like before, there was no one else. He went back to his stall and tried to brush it off. It was his imagination, he kept telling himself, over and over. It was his imagination. But even if it was, he still couldn't shake the sense that he wasn't alone. He started to shampoo his hair as quickly as he could, his eyes shut. Just get it done with and get out of here, he thought to himself. But before he could wash the shampoo out, he felt it. Clear as day, someone shoving him. It wasn't the full force of a whole palm. At most, a forceful shove from a single finger. but all alone in the bathroom, it was enough to terrify him.
"Who's there?"
he shouted, his voice quivering. Nothing. Until he felt another shove. He washed the shampoo out of his hair, opened his eyes, then spun around, his back towards the shower. His vision was still blurry from the water, but as far as he could tell, there was no one around. As the spray of the shower automatically died down to a trickle, though, he heard it. A voice. Like the kid who had teased him before, but at a higher pitch and distorted, twisted from something that had been just mischief into a tone dripping with malice. And it was coming from right behind him.
"How you flow."
Leonard scrambled out of the stall, nearly slipping and falling. He gathered up his things, dressed, and dashed out of the bathroom. My dad found me, quietly sobbing in the club's lobby, Leonard says, with a faraway look on his face. He brightens up a moment later and adds, "The security guard in the lobby must have been so confused." The funny thing, Leonard tells me, is that this incident had a positive effect on him in the long term. Sure, he didn't make friends with the other kids in his swim class. They still made him nervous, and it felt like their clique was already pretty impenetrable to anyone else. But as he grew older, this incident served as a reminder that he had survived worse. Compared to whatever the hell that was, mixing with kids around my age stopped feeling so scary, he says. It's a lesson he passes down to his nephew, even if he leaves out the details. "It seems to be working too," he tells me. "That kid's a handsome little devil. Pretty soon, he's gonna be stealing jobs from his Uncle Leonard," he says, with an easy laugh. That laugh, I notice, catches the attention of yet another woman. If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's Other Side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Huntu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Huntu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.